The following is a presentation of the Redskins Broadcast Network.
Washington, you are the visitor. Who is going to call? He is called Tails. It is Tails. You want to defer? You want the ball? Which way do you want to kick?
Game Time focuses on the daily routines of players, coaches, and coordinators following the team through each week of the 2012 season.
Cousins takes the snap. He's got time this time. Fires on the middle, looking for Garcon. Deflected. It's picked off. It is picked off by the safety, T.J. Ward. Trent Richardson running to the right. Gets hit. Down inside the two. Driving ahead. Great leg drive into the end zone with the second effort. And it's a touchdown. It's rolling. Going deep. Looking for Hankerson. Caught at the 10. Falls at the 5. Go in. It's head time. Touchdown, Redskins. The shotgun, Kirk looks, fires, caught Royster, far sideline across the 40, 35-30. Straight give up the middle. Morris snipes into the goal line. And he's in! Touchdown! Touchdown, Redskins! Alfred Morris. Cousins looking. Tosses it. Moss at the 27-yard line. Breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet inside the 20. Santana stayed on his feet down to the 17. Man is there. Caught. Hankerson into the end zone. Touchdown, Redskins.
There's a boot.
Cousins gets it to Royster. Nice cut, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Royster. Redskins score again.
I love it.
The safety blitz firing down the right sideline. Man is there. Catch is made inside the 20 to the 10, and it is a touchdown. Travis Benjamin. Kirk fires in the middle. Caught. Morgan, 45 to the 50. Josh Morgan spins to the 45 of Cleveland. Gives to Alfred Morris. He threw the...
There
all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Morris.
There we go.
Coming up on Redskins Game Time, players play Santa on their day off.
What's up, Redskins Nation? This is RG3. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and you know I hope you guys go out and give just as much as you get.
Victory Monday at Redskins Park.
In Sunday's game against the Browns, wide receiver Leonard Hankerson recorded 2 catches for 56 yards and 2 touchdowns, marking the first multiple touchdown game of his career.
Man, after that 2 touchdown game, man, it feel real good, you know. Just to be able to go out there, help my team get a couple points on the board, and to come out with a victory, it feel real special to me. You know, my play it went well, you know. Anytime you can come out with a W, you know, that means the whole team played great. You know, we all went out there, we made plays, we capitalized on third downs. You know, in the first half, it wasn't so great, but, you know, we went out there in the second half and we put things together and we came out on top.
With the next man up, Captain Kirk Cousins, that is, at the helm of the offense, the rookie stepped up when the team needed him most, going 26-37 for 329 yards, 2 TDs, a 104 QB rating, and most importantly, the W.
It's a great feeling, you know, to be able to have somebody go down, as in Robert go down, and have Kirk come in and step up and be a, like, throw for 300 yards, a couple touchdowns, and we win a game. You know, that was a big step because, you know, some teams don't have that. And, you know, it's a good thing that we was able to have that because we didn't miss a beat at all. Kirk came in, made some plays, and we came out on top, man. That was a great feeling.
Josh Morgan's 11 yards away from 500. Pierre's 2 yards away. You've got two guys over 500 receiving yards. Can you just talk about, I guess, the versatility that you have, not only the great blocking, but the versatility between four different guys that can all, you know, step up and make big plays on any given day on any series?
Well, I think that's what we're more interested in, is guys that can step up and play at a very high level. The guys you just mentioned are all playing at a very high level. They can all make plays after the catch. I mean, make yards after the catch. They all take a lot of pride in blocking. They're all into the game. They're playing at a very high level. So every time they catch the ball, they expect to go the distance. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for playmakers, guys that believe in themselves, that once they have the ball in their hands, they have the ability to break tackles and get the ball in the end zone. And to have that consistent running game we've talked about day one is take as much pride in blocking for a guy like Alford or whoever it may be for the big plays.
Tuesday, man, today, man, it's a relaxing day, you know. Came in, watched a little film, and just got a couple massages so I can get the body back right for tomorrow's practice.
Skins long snapper Nick Sundberg spent his day off shopping.
So I came into work early this week and noticed that we had a Christmas tree set up with a few toys underneath for Toys for Tots. Last week, I did Ronaldo Wins Adopt a Child for the Holidays event at Target. So I was able to walk around Target with a bunch of kids and help them pick out Christmas presents. And I had a great time going up and down the toy aisle because, to be honest, I don't do it very often. So I figured, you know, what the heck? You know, I give myself an opportunity to go buy some toys because I generally don't do that very often. So I kind of went on a shopping spree and picked up a lot of toys. Went to Target, up and down the aisles, and got like 100 toys or something like that for the kids. Got home, or brought them all in, got home, realized I didn't buy enough toys for girls. So I went to Walmart and went shopping for the ladies. Picked up about another 75 toys for the girls. Definitely the Hulk mask. I bought one for myself and the Hulk hands. I didn't buy myself a pair of Hulk hands, but I did wear them all around the store when I was shopping. Everybody was looking at me like I'm crazy. Just felt like it's a great organization, Toys for Tots. You know, they do great things. They provide kids with toys. So, you know, I enjoy toy shopping. Kids enjoy toys. I figured it couldn't get any better than that.
In 1999, Dan and Tanya Snyder established the Washington Redskins Charitable Foundation. Since that time, the foundation has been working to level the playing field for youth in the greater Washington, D.C. area by encouraging them to start smart, live well, and finish strong. To find out more information and see how you can help, go to redskins.com/community. This week at FedEx Field, it was the Santa Shop, and the kids had a lot of fun.
This is such a great day at FedEx Field. I mean, how exciting. We give thousands of toys away to so many kids. This is actually a phenomenal event. We are blessed to be a partner with the Redskins. They've been dedicated to us. They've always supported us. And without them, yeah, it would not be as successful as it is each year. Today we're able to provide 1,100 kids with toys that some of those kids won't even be able to have the holiday. So this could be their holiday. So we're blessed to be able to come together and give them that spirit.
We're in a huge demand area. And so I know that there are many needs in this area that we want to try to help and service. So we're hopeful that many organizations who have the opportunity to see this, they'll continue to donate, even though we're coming up close to Christmas. You know, I come from an environment and a background where I didn't have a lot growing up, and so I'm excited for these kids. You know, in the Marine Corps, we've served overseas in war, and it's good to know that even when we're not serving in a war capacity, we're still able to help out with the kids here in peace. And so that's such a benefit to the community as well as to the nation, and so I'm grateful to have that opportunity to be here helping with it.
actually, I'm blessed. Ms. Snyder, I think, brought over 170 toys for us here today, and we are so excited. The kids are excited to see the players, and between the spirit of giving the toys and the support and partnership with the Redskins and the team players, it really is a successful event today.
I'm glad that hopefully they've been able to pick something that they've always wanted to have. And if it wasn't for this organization and this effort, I'm positive that some of these kids would have woken up on Christmas Day and not had the opportunity to have a gift under the tree. And so this is a good thing for them. It's all A, right?
Yes.
Okay, A. What's my last name?
Morris.
What's my last name?
Morris.
Morris, okay. How do you spell that?
M-O-R-R-I-S.
Oh, y'all can spell. Thank y'all. That helped me out. I couldn't have done it without you. Us Redskins get to play Santa for the day. Woo! Yeah, and give back to the kids. I mean, it's a huge event. Anything giving back is always going to be good. But just, I mean, this is definitely near and dear to my heart because I, too, was once one of these kids, you know, going to these different programs and things that people put on so I can get a Christmas present because, I mean, we wasn't fortunate enough to have things of this, of the such. So, I mean, but, I mean, I wouldn't change my upbringing for the world. So, I mean, but this is huge, you know, to give back, and I love it.
The kids are so excited. They get to walk into our locker room, and they are just giddy. They're jumping up and down. They're so ecstatic, and they get to pick just amazing toys from our incredible fans, and it's just really neat to have partners like the Marines and our players coming together just to put so many smiles on these kids' faces. So really fun day here at FedEx Field.
Please support the Washington Redskins Charitable Foundation. To find out more information and see how you can help, go to redskins.com/community.
Hi, this is Alfred Morris, and I'm wishing all the Redskins Nation a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, this is Stephen Bone, defensive end for the Redskins. I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. We're back at work at Redskins Park.
With playoff talk swirling around them, players are back to work at Redskins Park. The only things on their minds, practice, preparation, and Philadelphia.
Now, blocking out the playoff talk is something that we got to do because, I mean, it fills your head up. Everybody's trying to get in on the side with you. And, you know, when we were down and out, people didn't want to talk about us and stuff like that. So, you know, when us being having an 8-6 record, we gotta just block it out, keep it going. Don't let anything get bothered us. Got to keep it out, tune it out, and keep going. Keep pushing 1 week at a time. You know, us as a team, we're just trying to prove on just going out there, getting the job done. You know, mentally, a couple mistakes that we had in the Cleveland game that we're trying to work on and get better, and just trying to take it day by day. No concerns at all. You know, if we prepare the way we've been prepared the last 5 weeks and stuff, and go out there, do the thing that we coached by the coaches, you know, it's going to be a great one for us.
It was a full practice for RG3, but a bad haircut for QB2 nearly stole the spotlight.
What's the deal with the haircut?
All right, so I got to apologize to my family and friends back home because I think I'm embarrassing. I try to represent them well, and my haircut's not doing it. I said on Monday, I saw him at the press conference, I said, I think I need a haircut. So my friends are in town. We go over to the Dulles Barber, and it was actually two places, the haircuttery and the Dulles Barber. And I said, I'm going to go to the Dulles Barber. And I had a choice to make. I went to Dulles Barber. The lady who cut my hair wasn't speaking English all that clearly. There was a communication breakdown, and she basically gave me a mohawk. I had my glasses on. She took them off to cut my hair. Couldn't stop her, obviously, because I couldn't see. She wheels me back around. I look in the mirror and realize I have a mohawk, and I tell her, just shave it off. I don't know what to tell you. So she just buzzed it off, and I got to live with this for the next couple of weeks until it grows back. But I do want to apologize to my family and friends back home because I try to represent them well, but this haircut isn't doing it. Yeah, the tough thing was I didn't realize until that moment when she shaved it that I do have a receding hairline. that was tough to take because my dad is more or less completely bald, and I was hoping that I wasn't going to get his genes, but it clearly looks like I did. So I got to deal with that the rest of my life now. All right, thank you.
What's different with this week's practice than last week? What were you able to do?
I was able to go through a full practice, so you know that was good. Felt good. I was excited to get back out there and practice with everybody, get ready for the game. I'm ready to play whenever they want me to play. So, you know, if it's this week, next week, a couple weeks, whatever they say goes, so I'll be ready.
Do you like Kirk's new haircut?
I'm sorry, guys. That's bad. It's bad. That's bad.
Thanks, Robert. That's it. Thanks.
Thursday, 3 days to game time.
With such a strong receiving corps, Hankerson is not always the go-to recipient on the Skins' passing plays. But instead of being frustrated on how many catches he does or doesn't get during the ball game, he takes pride in his ability to support the run game by blocking, creating space for his quarterback and running backs to break free.
You know, being out the recipient of the pass, it's a whole lot of other things on the field that you got to do. You know, it comes with blocking, it comes with running route, it comes with distracting your man so all other guys on the field that can get the job done. So, I mean, if you don't get the ball, like say when we run the ball, I mean, you got to do a whole lot of blocking because it's gonna set up everything else. Whether it's a play action pass, whether it's the running back breaking into the house, whether it's whoever. I mean, blocking is very important because you can do a whole lot of things off it.
Florida native may not enjoy the cold weather, but that doesn't stop him from working hard to be the best player he can be.
Being from Florida, you know, it's actually coming to Virginia. It's actually my first time away from home. Born down there, I went to school at the University of Miami, you know. And the weather, it's not so friendly, you know, because being in Florida, you have nice 70-degree weather, and you're pretty much able to wear short sleeves, short pants every day. And being here, you got to bundle up.
Been part of teams where you did control your own destiny. What's the different feel when you have that?
You know, it's pretty similar. It's pretty similar. Whether you do or you don't, you got to win. You know, it's not like we got a lead. You know, we control our own destiny, but everything is a must win. We feel like we need to win out. So it's stressful. It's hard. It makes it's mentally exhausting, but at the same time, it gives you that drive. I think that it helps you down the stretch of the season. Helps you down the stretch of tough games. And you know, we feel like if we stick together and stick with the goals that we've had set all season, we'll be good.
Hey, Redskins fans, Trent Williams, and I'm just wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Friday, 2 days to game time. Yeah, I feel like I'm more experienced, you know. Coming off last year, you know, I didn't play a full season. I didn't play as many games as I did this year. And I feel like I'm more experienced, you know, being that I'm out there a whole lot, being that I know a whole lot more in meetings. Since I got the injury last year, I wasn't in meetings a whole lot, and it helped me out a whole lot because I'm around you guys each minute of the day, and you know I've been working pretty hard, like just trying to get better each and every day, and just putting in the work that's gonna make me succeed.
All right, we're here with Fast Facts with Redskins offensive tackle Trent Williams. You ready, Trent?
Yep.
All right, what's your pregame pump-up song?
Rick Ross, Can't Hold Me Back.
What's your favorite flavor of Gatorade?
Cool Blue.
Who's your favorite athlete of all time?
Michael Jordan.
If you can meet anyone, who would it be?
Obama.
What's your favorite vacation spot?
Bahamas.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
Lion.
What's your favorite movie?
Friday. No, The Wood.
Hey, cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs. Hey, look at Tony Turtleneck right there, though. That thing got big ruffles in it. That thing like speed bumps.
Yeah, man, it's Sunday. Going out here to play the Eagles, and we get ready to bring home another win. Hail to the Redskins.
You know, any given Sunday, any one play can change a whole season, can change a whole game, and you know, it can be easily 6-3 instead of 3-6.